No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I am Jill. Today is the 11th day of July. Welcome, everyone. Isn't it good to know you're in a safe place? Safe. Isn't it sad to think we as believers in Christ, may lack safety if we have a difference of opinion, when we have questions, when we have doubts, when we're hurting, when we have pain? It pains me to think that we get shame, we get met with shame if we are hurting, or if we have questions, or if we are just not full of faith and not full of hope. Because life really can get in the way of those things sometimes. And boy, we can even get shame for being a safe place. And maybe the lesson there is, let's not be the voice of shame. Let's be the voice of hope, the voice of love, a place of peace and safety where we hear the heart of someone that is hurting. Maybe hold our religious platitudes and our answers and just sit in that space with them. If that's you today, I'm sitting here in this space with you. And while I'm here also, I'm going to read the word for us together today. We are beginning a brand new book, the book of Amos, today, another prophet in the Old Testament. We're reading chapters 1 through 5, and just a couple days left here in the Christian Standard Bible, Amos chapter 1. The words of Amos, who was one of the sheep breeders from Tekoa, what he saw regarding Israel in the days of King Uzziah of Judah, and Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. He said, "The Lord roars from Zion and makes his voice heard from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds mourn, and the summit of Carmel withers. The Lord says, 'I will not relent from punishing Damascus for 3 crimes, even 4. Because they threshed Gilead with iron sledges. Therefore, I will send fire against Hazael's palace, and it will consume Ben-Hadad's citadels. I will break down the gates of Damascus. I will cut off the ruler from the valley of Avon, and the one who wields the scepter from Beth-Eden. The people of Aram will be exiled to Kir. The Lord has spoken.'" The Lord says, "I will not relent from punishing Gaza for 3 crimes, even 4, because they exiled a whole community, handing them over to Edom. Therefore, I will send fire against the walls of Gaza, and it will consume its citadels. I will cut off the ruler from Ashdod, and the one who wields the scepter from Ashkelon. I will also turn my hand against Ekron, and the remainder of the Philistines will perish. The Lord God has spoken." The Lord says, "I will not relent from punishing Tyre for 3 crimes, even 4, because they handed over a whole community of exiles to Edom and broke a treaty of brotherhood. Therefore, I will send fire against the walls of Tyre, and it will consume its citadels." The Lord says, "I will not relent from punishing Edom for 3 crimes, even 4, because he pursued his brother with the sword. He stifled his compassion, his anger tore at him continually, and he harbored his rage incessantly. Therefore, I will send fire against Taman, and it will consume the citadels of Bozrah." The Lord says, "I will not relent from punishing the Ammonites for 3 crimes, even 4, because they ripped open the pregnant women of Gilead in order to enlarge their territory. Therefore, I will set fire to the walls of Rabbah, and it will consume its citadels. There will be shouting on the day of battle, and a violent wind on the day of the storm. Their king and his princes will go into exile together. The Lord has spoken. The Lord says, I will not relent from punishing Moab for three crimes, even four, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom to lime. Therefore, I will send fire against Moab, and it will consume the citadels of Kerioth. Moab will die with a tumult. With shouting and the sound of the ram's horn, I will cut off the judge from the land and kill all its officials with him. The Lord has spoken. The Lord says, I will not relent from punishing Judah for three crimes, even four, because they have rejected the instruction of the Lord and have not kept his statutes. The lies that their ancestors followed have led them astray. Therefore, I will send fire against Judah, and it will consume the citadels of Jerusalem. The Lord says, I will not relent from punishing Israel for three crimes, even four, because they sell a righteous person for silver and a needy person for a pair of sandals. They trample the heads of the poor on the dust of the ground and obstruct the path of the needy. A man and his father have sexual relations with the same girl, profaning my holy name. They stretch out beside every altar on garments taken as collateral, and in the house of their God they drink wine obtained through fines. Yet I destroyed the Amorite as Israel advanced. His height was like the cedars, and he was as sturdy as the oaks. I destroyed his fruit above all his roots beneath, and I brought you from the land of Egypt and led you 40 years in the wilderness in order to possess the land of the Amorite. I raised up some of your sons as prophets and some of your young men as Nazirites. Is this not the case, Israelites? This is the Lord's declaration. But you made the Nazirites drink wine and commanded the prophets, do not prophesy. Look, I am about to crush you in your place as a wagon crushes when full of grain. Escape will fail the swift. The strong one will not maintain his strength, and the warrior will not save his life. The archer will not stand his ground. The one who is swift of foot will not save himself. And the one riding a horse will not save his life. Even the most courageous of the warriors will flee naked on that day. This is the Lord's declaration. Listen to this message that the Lord has spoken against you, Israelites, against the entire clan that I brought from the land of Egypt. I have known only you out of all the clans of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together without agreeing to meet? Does a lion roar in the forest when it has no prey? Does a young lion growl from its lair unless it has captured something? Does a bird land in a trap on the ground if there is no bait for it? Does a trap spring from the ground when it has caught nothing? If a ram's horn is blown in a city, aren't people afraid? If a disaster occurs in a city, hasn't the Lord done it? Indeed, the Lord God does nothing without revealing his counsel to his servants, the prophets. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who will not prophesy? Proclaim on the citadels in Ashdod and on the citadels in the land of Egypt. Assemble on the mountains of Samaria and see the great turmoil in the city and the acts of oppression within it. The people are incapable of doing right. This is the Lord's declaration. Those who store up violence and destruction in their citadels. Therefore, the Lord God says, an enemy will surround the land He will destroy your strongholds and plunder your citadels. The Lord says, as the shepherd snatches two legs or a piece of an ear from the lion's mouth, so the Israelites who live in Samaria will be rescued with only the corner of a bed or the cushion of a couch. Listen and testify against the house of Jacob. This is the declaration of the Lord God, the God of armies. I will punish the altars of Bethel on the day I punish Israel for its crimes. The horns of the altar will be cut off and fall to the ground. I will demolish the winter house and the summer's house. The houses inlaid with ivory will be destroyed, and the great houses will come to an end. This is the Lord's declaration. Listen to this message, you cows of Bashan, who are on the hill of Samaria, women who oppress the poor and crush the needy, who say to their husbands, "Bring us something to drink." The Lord God has sworn by his holiness. Look, the days are coming when you will be taken away with hooks, every last one of you with fish hooks. You will go through breaches in the wall, each woman straight ahead, and you will be driven along toward Harmon. This is the Lord's declaration. Come to Bethel and rebel. Rebel even more at Gilgal. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tenths every 3 days. Offer leavened bread as a thanksgiving sacrifice and loudly proclaim your free will offerings, for that is what you Israelites love to do. This is the declaration of the Lord God. I gave you absolutely nothing to eat in all your cities, a shortage of food in all your communities, yet you did not return to me. This is the Lord's declaration. I also withheld the rain from you while there were still 3 months until harvest. I sent rain on one city, but no rain on another. One field received rain, while a field with no rain withered. Two or three cities staggered to another city to drink water, but were not satisfied. Yet you did not return to me. This is the Lord's declaration. I struck you with blight and mildew. The locust devoured your many gardens and vineyards, your fig trees and olive trees. Yet you did not return to me. This is the Lord's declaration. I sent plagues like those of Egypt. I killed your young men with the sword, along with your captured horses. I caused the stench of your camp to fill your nostrils, yet you did not return to me. This is the Lord's declaration. I overthrew some of you as I overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were like a burning stick snatched from a fire, yet you did not return to me. This is the Lord's declaration. Therefore, Israel, this is what I will do to you. And since I will do that to you, Israel, prepare to meet your God. He is here. The one who forms the mountains, creates the wind, and reveals his thoughts to man. The one who makes the dawn out of darkness and strides on the heights of the earth. The Lord, the God of armies, is his name. Listen to this message that I am singing for you, a lament, house of Israel. She has fallen. Virgin Israel will never rise again. She lies abandoned on her land with no one to raise her up. For the Lord God says, the city that marches out 1,000 strong will have only 100 left, and the one that marches out 100 strong will have only 10 left in the house of Israel. For the Lord says to the house of Israel, seek me and live. Do not seek Bethel or go to Gilgal or journey to Beersheba, for Gilgal will certainly go into exile and Bethel will come to nothing. Seek the Lord and live, or he will spread like fire throughout the house of Joseph. It will consume everything, with no one at Bethel to extinguish it. Those who turn justice into wormwood also throw righteousness to the ground. The one who made the Pleiades and Orion, who turns darkness into dawn and darkens day into night, who summons the water of the sea and pours it out over the surface of the earth. The Lord is his name. He brings destruction on the strong, and it falls on the fortress. They hate the one who convicts the guilty at the city gate, and they despise the one who speaks with integrity. Therefore, because you trample on the poor and exact a grain tax from him, you will never live in the house of cut stone you have built. You will never drink the wine from the lush vineyards you have planted. For I know your crimes are many and your sins innumerable. They oppress the righteous, take a bribe, and deprive the poor of justice at the city gates. Therefore, those who have insight will keep silent at such a time, for the days are evil. Pursue good and not evil, so that you may live, and the Lord, the God of armies, will be with you as you have claimed. Hate evil and love good. Establish justice at the city gate. Perhaps the Lord, the God of armies, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Therefore, the Lord, the God of armies, the Lord says, there will be wailing in all the public squares. They will cry out in anguish in all the streets. The farmer will be called on to mourn, and professional mourners to wail. There will be wailing in all the vineyards, for I will pass among you. The Lord has spoken. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. What will the day of the Lord be for you? It will be darkness and not light. It will be like a man who flees from a lion only to have a bear confront him. He goes home and rests his hand against the wall, only to have a snake bite him. Won't the day of the Lord be darkness rather than light? Even gloom without any brightness in it? I hate, I despise your feasts. I can't stand the stench of your solemn assemblies. Even if you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. I have no regard for your fellowship offerings of fattened cattle. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps, but let justice flow like water and righteousness like an unfailing stream. House of Israel, was it sacrifices and grain offerings that you presented to me during the 40 years in the wilderness? But you have taken up Sakuth, your king, and Kewan, your star god, images you have made for yourselves. So I will send you into exile beyond Damascus. The Lord, the God of armies, is his name. He has spoken. Well, we heard some things from Amos today. He had some things to say, and I think it would be good if we could talk about some of these really important things today from the words of God through Amos. So let's understand that Amos is a shepherd and a fig tree farmer, kind of a least likely fella to go deliver prophetic words. Not too flashy of farming figs. This is during the time of Jeroboam the Second's reign. And we know that Jeroboam the Second is a good king according to the people because he generated a lot of wealth. As long as the economy is good, right? As long as our bank accounts are in the plus, we can overlook everything else that's going on. However, at Jeroboam II, in the eyes of the prophets, considered him one of the worst kings. And that is because his wealth and the wealth of the nation led to apathy. It allowed for different idol worship to take place, and in return, the poor became neglected. So in the opening books that we read today, chapters 1 and 2, he's addressing the nation of both Israel and Judah and warning them of God's judgment. And then chapters 3 through 6, these are poems, and he's delivering specifically a message to Israel and its leaders, the people that are in leadership, the ones that want the titles. They want the power and the position, and this is a really essential message. While we know that this is for a specific people in a specific place for a specific time, not all that much changes besides the days and the hearts of humanity in similar situations. And where we end with that today, this is the message that we should all hear. I despise your festivals, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And he goes on to say, take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your harps, but let justice roll down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. When we neglect the poor, when we disregard the injustice of the hypocrisy of a leader, of an abuse of power, when people that God freed are then oppressed by God's people, then we hear the heart of God. Your worship, your sacrifice, it means nothing. Harsh, harsh words, but we have to hear them. We have to take them to heart. We can play the part really well. We can think that maybe God won't notice. Wow. I can't even fathom those words. We can think that it's someone else's job. It's someone else's problem to care for the people that God asked us to. And we'll just go into our places of worship. We'll just check it off the list. We'll just give our tithe. We'll just put on that Sunday best. And boy, we can look the part. We're not fooling God. And as we hear these words today from Amos, we realize that he is that one lone voice going against the masses, going against the people that are not going to be happy with him, because everyone's pretty content. Everyone that is wealthy, that is. Everyone's fine that the king is doing evil in the sight of God because the economy is good. The other idols being worshipped, they're not hurting anything. And to hear these harsh words today for the people of Israel, for the people of Judah, we have to hear them for our own selves, no matter who we are, no matter where we are in the world, no matter where we are in our spiritual journey. And we have to look within our own hearts, and we have to see our own actions. We have to own our own neglect. And maybe if our hearts are moved upon, we repent and turn from our ways. Jesus, we are here. We are here in your word today, hearing these words. We have a choice. We can turn from them and pretend like we never heard them. We can hear them and think that they're for somebody else, or we can hear them, take them to heart. We can know that this is your heart, God, to care for the oppressed, to care for the poor, to care for the needy, to meet the needs within our own surplus. There is nothing that we can hide from you. We can run from you. We can reject you, or we can turn and embrace you. Embrace your ways, embrace your thoughts, and do what matters to the heart of you. Forgive us. Change us from the inside out, I pray. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that's home base, that's the website, that's the free app. Take a look around, send it to a friend, download it, however you choose to take it in. But that is the website. If you want to know anything about the Daily Audio Bible, that is the place to go and check it out. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. We are so grateful that we don't have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or you can utilize the app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner, and lastly, look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone, that's previously called in, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That's the number for chronological. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line, or you can hit the red circle button, the prayer hotline button. It's up at the top midsection of that app. When you are finished, hit submit. Turn that wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hello, this is Daughter of the Silversmith, and I want to wish you all peace and mercy. I want to pray for the community that lost the fireman, and I believe there was a police officer lost then. I could be wrong, but Lord, I pray that you'll be with this community. This is such a hard thing, Lord. And I pray that everybody will remember that Jesus gave us our peace. He does not give as the world gives. So do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. I pray that you will give them the mercy they need, even if they need the mercy every 15 minutes, Father. I pray you give it to them. And Father, I know they can get through this, and I pray that abundant love and blessings will come out of this, even though there was something tragic and horrific that happened in it. Lord, I do pray that the people that did it be held accountable, but I pray too that they will come to know the Lord. Only thing that you can't do, Lord, is fail. So I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I love you all.
Good evening, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Just wanted to say how sorry I was to hear about God's Mighty Tortoise and her passing. Just wanted to lift her family up in prayer, and also the firefighters, families from Idaho, just such senseless killing. Father, we just lift up both of these families to you, Lord. Both are mourning the loss, God, of a loved one, Father. Both are missing, Father, their companion, their friend, their spouse, their parent. Lord, I just pray that you would touch each of their families in a mighty way, God, that they would turn to you, Lord, instead of to hate and anger, that they would give their hurt to you, Lord, and they would just pour their hearts out to you. Father, I pray for God's mighty tortoise, her children, Lord, and grandbaby about to be born or probably already born, Lord, that you would bless them and you watch them all of the days, Lord, from here forward, God, that you would put other people in their lives that could pray for them diligently, Lord, and that would lift them up, Lord, and that would be a true friend in times of trouble and that would point them to you, Lord. God, I lift up the families of the firefighters and pray just comfort for them, God, that they would not hate, Lord, but they would just turn to you, God, and look to you for healing and for comfort. Be with each of those families, Lord, and wrap them in your loving arms. In your mighty and precious name we pray. Amen.
Hi, guys. It's Kate calling in. Freddie, I heard your prayer request, and I remember when you called in a while back when it was your kidney. I thought you had a kidney issue. Anyway, you have one now, and you have other organs that I will lift up in prayer. Father, I bring Freddie before you, and I just ask you to calm his mind and his spirit and his body, and I pray for your miraculous healing over his body of every single thing that is going on, that is malfunctioning or not operating correctly. I thank you that he knows you as Savior and that he is trusting you for healing. And how wonderful it would be if you were to heal his ailing body with just a thought. Lord, you are still in the business of healing. And I pray this for our friend Freddie. And it's in your son's precious name I ask. Amen.
Greetings, Jill and Dabsy family. Oh, how I appreciate this community for so many things. One being the connection and building of friendships, uniting us without ever even meeting each other. I'm thinking of dear Adriana's mighty tortoise, whom I've never met, but had formed a friendship on a language app, and we regularly help and cheer each other on. So I'm not only going to miss that, but I'm going to miss her sweetheart, her voice, and love for each other. All right, let's join hearts as I jump into some prayers. Gracious Father and Lord, Creator, Provider, Sustainer, Father, we come to you today with heavy yet hopeful hearts, lifting up those who are hurting and in need of your tender care. We remember with gratitude the one who so faithfully prayed for others, whose kind and gentle heart now rests with you. Thank you for the gift she was to so many. We pray for her family now. Be their comfort and shelter in this season of loss. Let the seeds of prayer she planted bear fruit in their lives. Hold them close, Lord, I pray. Father, we also continue to pray for the sister who feels abandoned by you. She is saddened that she has been praying for so long and waited but sees no answer. Father, draw near to her. Remind her that you are still the God who hears. Even in silence, revive her weary faith and surround her with your peace. Where her hope has dimmed, breathe life again. Let her know she is not forgotten. We pray this in Jesus' name.